Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Who's not in favor of Klay Thompson as a Maverick? 877-881-1053. And why? We will forward that along to Mike Bassick. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you. Shout out to Gavin Dawson on vacation this week. He will be back next week. We've got a lot of new information on what went down and Klay Thompson's decision yesterday, this time, to join your Dallas Mavericks. Not a good night for Team USA as they are eliminated from the Copa America. We've got chance to fire Greg Berhalter, who I probably would agree with, as that was a disgusting match. Brian, I know you watched that as they lose 1-0 to Uruguay. And they're hosting the Copa America. And bye-bye. They're not advancing to the round of 16. I mean, really, we knew as soon as they dropped to Panama, that was probably going to be the case. And the Stars have already made a trade today after yesterday trying to add in their new defensive pairings. They've moved Roddick Fox to the St. Louis Blues for cash considerations and future considerations. So they're basically opening up, I believe, $3.25 million in cap space with the Roddick Fox move. So we'll see. Maybe there's somebody on the Texas Stars Jim Neal's got his eye on to go ahead and make that replacement there on that fourth line for Roddick Fox. But, hey, shout out to him. That game-scoring, clinching goal in Game 7 against the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll forever remember that. Series 1, down 2-0. They come all the way back. Game 7, Roddick Fox with the dagger to send the defending champs home as the Stars had a fantastic postseason run, and they continue to go ahead and build what we hope to be a cup champion next year. How the hell are you guys doing on a Tolo Tuesday?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Doing fantastic. Great to be here. It's a great week. It's a great time. And it just feels good to know that my Western Conference champion basketball team is even better than what they were.
So much better.
As Western Conference champions just a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah I'm doing great over here, Wolchuk, and Broaddus is wearing his LSU purple, Barney purple shirt, so you know he's having a good day.
Yeah, I just looked in the closet, and it was kind of hanging there. I thought I'd put it on.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's rock it.
Do whatever I have to do to be a part of this thing. But yeah, U.S. soccer last night, what a disappointment.
Yeah, big time.
I tell you what, it's
Broaddus has been talking about this the whole time he's been here at the station. Anytime I see him having a conversation with somebody,
yeah, I'm surprised you opened up with the purple shirt today. You know how mad I was about U.S. soccer.
It's lamenting. Yeah, I'm sorry. And I was just trying to bring. I mean, I think up. You look great in the shirt, man.
A lot of people don't even care about soccer. Are probably mad.
Yeah, it's highly disappointing that the resources that are poured into U.S. soccer, the programs, the club levels, the coaching, the management, all that the federation can't get it right with a hire. They can't get it right. I'll tell you what, it's more than the coaching. You got to look at the players. Look at the valuations, the schools. I'm calling it all out. I'm calling the federation out for them. Maybe there's some people on that board that maybe their jobs need to be in question here, because you can't be the size that we are, the country, that is, and have all the resources and the abilities and the camps and the schools and the access to the players. I mean, my whole life, all I've done is watch, go by, drive by fields and watch people playing soccer, you know, both boys yeah. and girls.
I feel like it's the first sport we kind of start playing. Yeah,
the women's program for such a long time, such a great run, you know, we're at the end of that era and a new era is about to, but they keep talking about this is the golden era of men's soccer in the U.S. And that's a bunch of BS is what that is right now. You know, you look at the way that they've played, the way that they've performed. It's really disappointing. And I'm not saying you have to go out there and, you know, Uruguay is a really good program, good team. That was going to be a tough match when you saw the draw. But when the draw happened, you were looking at like they have a chance to get out of this draw.
Yeah, you beat Bolivia, you beat Panama.
Yeah.
You move on.
And they, you know, they go down a man and, you know, Tim Way and, you know, takes a swing and next thing you know, you get up a goal. Now you're even and then you give up a goal late. But it's just, this is a colossal failure. And here we are, you know, so many people have put things, ahead to bring the World Cup back to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feel like we're no damn different than we were in 1994 when we hosted this thing. You know what I'm saying? On the men's side of it.
Kind of seems like it's taking a step back.
It just has.
Yeah.
It has. With all the, and even more funds, you know, more kids playing. You know, there's
more
no excuse
playing overseas.
They used to blame it on the MLS.
Yeah.
That, you know, oh well, they're not getting, you know, they're not getting the proper coaching and all. Every one of our players plays overseas for
right.
clubs, teams, and you know we're still at the point we are right now. This is embarrassing, and you know if nothing changes in 2 years, we're going to be another one of those host countries that gets embarrassed and gets knocked out again, and
mm-hmm.
It's a shame that all that is put forth to try and make this program great, and they haven't got it right. And you know that's it. And the soccer fan in the United States very passionate. They're very John Machota like. They'll put their money where their mouth is. They will travel. They will fill up places. A great crowd last night in Atlanta. In Kansas City. That the match before in Atlanta. Great crowds there. Trying to bring these guys home. And they play like that. And there needs to be an examination within. And I'm not talking about just the players and the coaches. I'm talking about the whole federation.
Yeah.
They need to. U.S. soccer is not where it needs to be.
Not at all.
2 years away from hosting the World Cup. Or we will get embarrassed again.
Absolutely. You have no chance of making it to the knockout stage.
Bravo, sir. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's it really is. I think everybody needs to look themselves in the mirror there with the Federation. I absolutely agree with you.
Let's clip that thing and tag Berhalter.
I don't care who you tag, but I, you know, and maybe there's folks out there driving around that don't care anything about soccer.
No, but we all care about our country. We don't want to get embarrassed.
You don't want to get embarrassed on a national stage.
You absolutely don't want to get embarrassed. And, you know, I mean, heck, what happened the other day? Japan beat us in football.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm surprised you didn't.
Maybe we need to kind of figure some things out there, too, with that federation.
That was pretty disappointing.
But, yeah, that to me, there's countries are getting better at these sports. But we've always been behind in soccer. We've always been behind in soccer. And so it's unfortunate that there's no more excuses.
No.
There's no more excuses about leagues or coaching or clinics or anything. The access, the money that we had that we poured in this program, there's no excuses anymore.
It's supposed to be the golden age. I don't want to hear that again.
Yeah.
Definitely not the golden age of U.S. soccer.
Not at all.
Far from that.
Yep.
Now, this, we've gotten a lot more information on Klay Thompson and what went on behind the scenes of his decision, and shout out to Kyrie. This was kind of a fun triangle when you look at Kyrie recruiting Klay, and obviously props to Nico Harrison. I mean, him and Michael Finley and his agent, they met together on Sunday night, but you had Kyrie, who was also talking and meeting with Klay, and LeBron, who was pushing hard for the Lakers to sign Klay on Sunday night, which was then countered by the meeting between Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving prior to him signing with the Mavericks. So it's pretty fun considering, you know, the history of all three of these players, with Kyrie and LeBron having battled together against Klay and those dynastic Warriors teams. But Kyrie doing his best as a recruiter. And I will say, I mean, that's the impact that he can have. Of course, Nico and the relationships to get Kyrie here. You're starting to see he's able to go out there and meet with a Klay Thompson, and you actually get a player that wants to sign with you, which the Mavericks have not been able to have for so many years. And now you get Klay Thompson. Luka, he's playing with Slovenia right now. It looks like they're going to lose in their game today against Croatia. They're down at halftime, and it's going to be an uphill battle. And that might be, hey, they don't qualify for the Olympics. You don't have to worry about Luka playing more basketball.
Is it fair for me to say that I've been actively rooting for his team to lose every single time they play?
Sure, I can understand.
He's grimacing. He's clearly banged up. He's absolutely not right. He should not be playing.
I'm not upset if they don't make. I know that hurts for Luka and all of Slovenia, but I wouldn't be upset as a Maverick fan to allow him to get some rest and go ahead and recover a little bit from what a long, grueling season this was. But now you've got Steph, who's also reacted to Klay. He put out a very heartfelt post on Instagram. We thank Klay for his contributions. Wish him the best as another chapter in his journey is written. There's more. It's rather lengthy. But they are going to retire his number 11 jersey there.
Heck
with
yeah.
The Golden State Warriors, as they should. But the other element of this was on SiriusXM radio, Klay Thompson's dad. We had all the news about, okay, well, his dad is with the Lakers organization. He played with the Lakers and Klay. I mean, is he going to go there and play? So Michael Thompson talking about his son signing with the Mavs over his beloved Lakers.
What were your initial thoughts when, I'm sure he talked to you about it, but when this whole thing went down over the last 24 hours?
Yeah, hold your congratulations, Frank, and Scal. I'm not too feeling too much in a congratulatory mood right now. You know, because, I mean, obviously it's Klay's decision. It's his life. He's a grown man, 34 years of age, just like we were 34 at one time. Scal, Frank, and our father used to give us advice. And, you know, we would choose our own path. And that's fine. That's what life is supposed to be about. But I'm really disappointed. I was hoping, as you can assess, that he would be a Laker. And it was close. It came down to the Lakers and the Mavs, but the Mavs won out. But you know me, I was hoping and praying he'd finish his career with the Lakers.
How close was it, and how involved did you get in trying to connect that?
When he told me that the Lakers were talking to him and or going to talk to him, and the Mavs too, you know, obviously I tried to sell playing for the Lakers. Obviously that's the right thing for me to do and the proper thing for me to do, and I felt like it was the correct thing for me to do, because I really believe in this franchise. The franchise has been so good to me and my family, including Klay. He grew up a Laker fan. He grew up idolizing Kobe Bryant like most players his age, most kids his age. So I just thought it seemed like it would be the perfect fit for him to finally come back home, because we always talked about him playing for the Lakers if he was not a Golden State Warrior. Where else would he want to play? And, of course, being a fan of Kobe's, he would have loved to have played for the Lakers, but he had a chance, and when the chance came, he chose the Mavericks instead, and I'll live with it. I accept it, and I'm happy for him that he's happy with his decision, but, yeah, of course, I tried to sell him on the Lakers.
Man, I mean, deeply entrenched.
That makes me so much happier, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to just say, give the middle finger to the Lakers fan. And this is 2 years in a row. I mean, they wanted Kyrie. LeBron was like, please get me Kyrie back with the Lakers. Kyrie says, I'm going to stick with the Mavs here. And then now you've got Klay, and we heard him, and he took less. Granted, I know we talked about the state income taxes, which is extremely fair. But he's looking at both these situations and realizing, hey, I'm getting recruited by LeBron as well, but here's Kyrie pitching to me. And it's like, yeah, this team was 3 wins away from winning a championship. The fierce competitor that is Klay Thompson, he's like, you know what? I know I've got all this history with the Lakers. I love you, Dad. I'm going to go ahead and play with the Mavericks.
Pretty amazing, dude. Pretty amazing. Alpha decision maker right there. A guy who just wants to be a champion more than please his own dad or LeBron James himself, who's picking up the phone immediately when free agency opens to call him. Hey, Klay, I will take a pay cut here to take you away from Steph Curry. Please, let's do this thing. His dad is a radio broadcaster for the Lakers constantly, like not just like in support of his son, whatever you do. He's clearly like, let's go to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kyrie for the amount of recruiting that he was able to pull off in that relationship there. But just in general, the state of the Mavericks is an inviting place for guys like Klay Thompson right now. And that is an awesome place to be, because it feels like it's the first time we've ever been here.
Your daughters have a chance to sign with a WNBA team that maybe, say you were working for another WNBA team. Your daughters have a chance. How heavily involved are you going to try and be? to maybe make them go to that team? Or are you just going to take the approach of, hey, you know what, he's 34, 35 years old. He's made his decisions all his life. I'll be happy for him wherever he goes. Would you guys handle that? Because I have an idea how I handle that. I would handle that.
Which is different than the way Michael Thompson just handled it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Because my dad did the same thing for me. I grew up in an A&M family. Uh-huh. And I knew everything about Texas A&M. Not 1 minute did my dad ever say, well, you know, you could go to Texas A&M. He completely backed out of it. You know, me personally, Bennett ended up at Texas, and he got into a bunch of other schools. I wanted him to go to Tulane, you know, but I never once said, well, if you're, you got to think about Tulane, son. What about Tulane here?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, to me, I appreciate Clay making his own decision, but I don't know if I would recruit my kid like that.
I love the way that you handled it. I think that's exactly how I would do that too. I want you to make your own decision. And you can, if you want to ask for my advice.
Maybe because my dad did it to me.
Yeah, and that could be the case too. But I also have always felt like if you get pushed in one direction,
yeah,
it's almost going to make you want to go the other if it's not something you really have a feeling towards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for, I agree with you. Like, go ahead and if you want to ask me my thoughts, I'm here to give it to you.
Right.
But otherwise, you're your own person, and I hope that I've raised you
right to make the right decision
for
yourself. Yeah, to make the decision for yourself. You could be disappointed and stuff, and I think he handled it well at the end. But to me, yeah, I'm here for the advice. If you want my opinion, I'll be happy to give you my opinion. But I'm always interested in him making his own decisions. And I applaud Clay Thompson for saying, no, Dad, I really want to play for the Dallas Mavericks, and they're offering me this chance. And, you know, and hey, despite what you said, you guys are not a championship caliber team. The team down in Dallas might be, and yep, I'm going to go chase that ring there.
Absolutely.
All right, G-Bag of the Day is coming up next, plus a new invention that might be an offense to our resident Krusty here. That's next in the Nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Big shout out to Pappy, and of course that's our guy Tim from Carthage, big time Tolo, awesome human being, driving down to Houston with his lovely daughter Lauren right now as he's going to get that heart tested in Houston today.
Ooh, we're thinking about you, Pappy.
Thinking about you. And, of course, shout out to Lauren getting it done there. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in less than 10 minutes with Lucius Alexander. We got, I think, something that might be offensive here to Broadus, which is always a good time. But the segment here in the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. You know, life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. Walchuk, man, what's in the water over there in your neck of the woods?
Oh, a Plano?
16-year-old Plano gymnast, yep. Youngest member to join Team USA at Paris Olympics. Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah, we got Woga there, which was Nastia Lukin's dad.
There you go.
He created
club-level stuff going
Woga
on there.
Gymnastics. Yep. So it started with Carly Patterson, then, of course, Nastia Lukin, his daughter, and then, you know, now we got Hesley, who's doing an excellent job. So, yeah, Plano, we're breeding just Olympic gymnastics right now. It's awesome.
My gosh, dude, that is fantastic. 16 years old competing in anything at the Olympics just sounds insane to me.
I know.
So
I
saw something the other day, like a sports science deal. Simone Biles.
Yeah.
She gets herself like 12 feet into the air.
The rotation she has.
Yeah. She's not even 5 feet tall. Yeah.
No, I mean, when it comes to like the Olympic events, and we'll watch some of this together in Oxnard, but to me, like, gymnastics has always been one of the tops. Like, the U.S. team's always been very, very good.
Very good, yeah.
So when it comes to, like, the all-around and the team, you know, we're usually winning gold. But it's incredible. Even, you know, what the men are able to do with the bars and everything and the rings.
Yeah.
It's freaking crazy these athletes are able to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the balance beam. I don't know how they do. Like, they're flipping and doing all kinds of stuff on the balance beam. I mean, Lucius, you married a gymnast. It's freaking insane what they're able to do.
Yeah, dude, I can't even, when I saw that about Simone Biles reaching 12 feet into the air.
You ever seen her floor exercise that they do? When she gets running and the speed she generates going across that floor and then the elevation she gets is incredible.
It's explosive, man.
Yeah, that's why she's a multi talented and multi-championed Olympist.
Heck yeah, she is. Yeah. Hey, Jason Tatum, dude, this new contract he's got, he's going to be making more per year by himself than the entire Oakland Athletics payroll.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's not exactly surprising to hear.
Luke is about to get the big $350 million bad boy. Jason Tatum got the five-year $315 extension yesterday. And what that amounts to is just an insane amount of money. But Lucas is going to be even fatter this time next year.
Gosh.
I mean, even after Jason Tatum's deal, Michael Jordan will still own the highest salary paid in a single season. Tatum would earn $71.4 million in the 2029 season. And based on current inflation, Jordan's $33 million from the 97 season will actually be equal to that. Actually, a little bit more, equal to $74.7
million.
So inflation-wise, MJ still like the most pound-for-pound highest paid in a single year because he got almost $35 million in 1997. But over $70 million is what you're going to have per year for Jason Tatum when you get into the later years in that deal.
Do you kind of feel like this is why we're seeing maybe that Cuban and the Celtics owner getting
out
of this thing?
Some of the, like, just the cost of the, yeah, and they're all fully guaranteed
Just the cost of that and how it is one mistake like that, you know, it's Bobby Bonilla time.
Yesterday was Bobby Bonilla day.
You know, you're getting $1.3 million for the rest of your life kind of thing.
They're going to be deferring those bad boys.
It's just, I just wonder why. I mean, like I say, the Celtics, maybe this ownership group is, they see something. You mentioned that. Maybe something to do with the television, the revenues, things like that down the pike.
Okay, so we have got to throw this up on the fan cam now here, Carter. I was introduced to something today through the power of technology. There's apparently a new invention here that will assist folks at the crawfish boil. And Broadus, I want to get your expertise on the matter, because this thing here is, and I believe it is on the fan cam now for those watching their YouTube and Twitch, but
this
is like an assister. It's like a little, it's like a little pincher there. You pinch the tail and it seems like the easiest way to open up the crawfish and get it done, to peel it open. So it's less work involved. There's a little utensil now that pinches the tail and it just slides right out. It's beautiful. Yeah. This seems like a no brainer. I cannot wait to bring this with me over to your house for your next crawfish boil.
You know what? I'll be happy to teach you how to peel crawfish, which I do, or I will peel for people that aren't interested or like, hey, I've never really done this or never tried. I will peel for you. I could see using that device, the tail cleaner is really what it is. You're pulling that shell off the tail.
Is this a new invention, or have you seen these?
I have not. I've never seen these.
Are you offended by even the notion of these? Honestly, would you drop kick me out of your backyard if I brought one of these?
I'll tell you that, no, I wouldn't. But what's interesting about it is I would use that device if I was just peeling tails to put in sacks to put in freeze, in deep freeze.
What about for like crawfish etouffee or something?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm whipping up a dish for you guys, and I don't want to sit there and individually, and I could peel fast.
Oh, I've seen you.
I could peel fast, but this device here, it looks like you could blow through some crawfish. So if you have like 5 pounds of crawfish, tails, you, instead of peeling them all, and you have this device that just pulls the tail.
Pinch and pull.
That to me right there, that's a good way to get tail meat for gumbos and etouffees and stuff like that.
When you're solo cooking something, when you're at
When you're a crawfish boil, just learn how to peel.
You're side eyeing this guy,
right? You want to get some of that, the spice and the juice and stuff on your hands while you're eating it. Like that's part of the process.
I just think if you're making po' boys or all those things that I mentioned, this is a fast way to peel 5 pounds of crawfish. But if you're showing up at the party doing it that way, I'm not going to side eye you, but I'm going to be like,
I think you're going to side eye a little.
Can I help you? Can I teach you how to peel? I can't.
You're going to start patronizing.
No, I'm going to start teaching people. I want to teach people how to peel. I mean, there's people like, I've been to a bunch of crawfish boils here lately where people have like, hey, let me try this show. And you show some, and they get it, they get it going pretty quick.
972 said it only works on cold crawfish. Tried it at their crawfish boil in May.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't work on the warm stuff. But shout out to Glenn Beasley for tagging us on this and on the.
So it's only cold ones.
And I guess
sometimes you get a little bit mushy crawfish too. So cold ones make sense because that way it's a little bit firmer to clip the tail and then to pull it. So yeah, I could see that.
All right. Well, there's your new invention of the day. I think Broadus is holding back on just how offended he is by this invention, but I respect your gentlemanlike nature.
I am offended, but I'm not offended because of I could see the use for gumbos and other dishes, not at the crawfish boil itself.
All right, let's head into the Pimp Cup. It's G-Bag of the Daytime with Lucius Alexander.
Yeah, that looks like a device that you would get at Whole Foods or something.
Yeah.
All right, sell us a little crawfish boil. Got to get these devices first there, dear.
Handing it out to everybody.
Yeah, here's yours.
I'm going to get my hands dirty.
Here's yours.
Luce, is that a Cal Bears hat?
Yeah, I believe so.
You just like the block C, don't you?
Yeah. I just put it on for the gym. It's a gym hat. I just sweated in it so much where I know I can just wear this joint.
I got you. Looks like a little Cal
I come
Bears.
Straight from the gym to here. So shout out to Carter for dealing with me. I don't stink, but I don't, I really don't know if I do.
Right.
Don't know.
I get fooled all the time. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm straight.
My wife checks me big time.
All right, let's see here. I believe this is day two right here. We're going to the WNBA Las Vegas Aces head coach, Becky Hammond. She had her players back. Asia Wilson, she had her back. She heard some stuff out there in the streets, and she wanted to get it straight. Damn it.
By the way, I don't know who posted whatever, but it had her as the pettiest hooper on the planet, and I'm assuming it meant prettiest.
No, it's petty. Like,
what you mean? They did it right? I was like, they forgot the R.
No, pretty too.
What you mean? Yeah. What you mean?
It's definitely petty.
They forgot the R.
Prettiest?
No, it's petty. Like,
what you mean? They did it right? I was like, they forgot the R.
That's hilarious.
It's incredible what you mean, dude.
What you mean?
Becky and them are on tonight.
They forgot the R. Yeah.
They're playing the Fever.
Yes, yeah. They sure are. I've seen that too this morning on the little stroll by.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got right here. Hot mic situation. Hot mic.
Ooh, my heart goes out already.
Chicago Cubs. Uh-oh. The post-game situation. It's called Cubs Live.
Yeah,
the host is Cole Wright and Cliff Floyd.
Oh, the old pitcher.
They're on the Marquee Sports Network. Well, hot mic. Somebody had the bubble guts, and they didn't mind talking about it. No. During the hot mic.
All the hot water you can all night. You got bubble guts deluxe.
Disgusting. Man.
Five, four, three, two. All right, Cubs fans, Cliff's drinking that magic elixir.
Yeah, magical elixir is what you need right now for them bubble guts.
True pro, just going right back into it right there. Left the fielder, sounds that he was making there too.
Yeah,
it was kicking his behind.
That sounded rough.
Just gonna go one more time to it.
All the hot water you can all night. You got bubble guts deluxe.
Disgusting. Man.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
A little something.
17 years.
Hey, what are you talking about? What?
17 years. Cliff Floyd played in the league.
Okay.
I thought he was he's actually an outfielder.
Okay.
He's a left fielder, yeah.
Shout out to Google, man.
Yeah, I'm Googling him up. I wasn't sure.
Eric said you have a purple shirt on, like the dinosaur.
Barney.
Brought us the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, the Grimace. Oh, Brian, what is it, the Grimace?
Grimace. Going too, yeah.
Grimace, the thing that the Mets are loving right now?
Yeah. McDonald's.
It's purple, right? Isn't it purple?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen how it's shaped? So Grimace? Nice. Have you paid attention to it till now?
Very frumpy.
Let me see. I'm gonna turn my mic off and tell y'all. Right?
Oh my goodness!
Am I tripping?
You're not.
It probably smells like one.
No, you're not.
I remember the last thing that thing got laundered.
Looks like a little plug. Hey, let's see what else we got right here. Godfrey the comedian got a toe loader. Hit us up on the fan text yesterday. I was like, Locious, you've got to play Godfrey the comedian talking about boxers being interviewed after the fight. And this happens all the time to, like, MMA fighters. I seen one guy was Saturday night take a foot to the face. My God. And then had to interview him after the fight. Ridiculous. Listen to Godfrey.
I don't even know why they talk to boxers, like, right away. Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They do this shit on purpose. Why do you talk to the boxer right after the fight? Give him a time to rest. His brain has been beaten in, especially the part of the speech area. Give him the microphone, quickly. Former heavyweight champion right here. What a fight. You had it, man. Ninth round knockout.
It was This was a plan.
This was a plan.
He didn't hit that hard, baby. He didn't hit that hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he did. Because you don't know where the f*** you are.
Anyway, I did what I can. God bless me.
Oh, no, God didn't.
He blessed me with everything. I'm making a comeback. Oh, no, you're not.
it's an extremely fair point. I mean,
well, the ones that get knocked out, I mean, even in the UFC as well, we just shouldn't be interviewing.
That's awful, bro. I seen the dude take a foot to the face on Saturday. That was awful. Then he fell back.
Dude.
And my man, like, the guy that was beating him up realized, hey, he's not all the way down. So let me go punch his face into the mat while he's already down, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Herb Dean's God. Like, yeah, go get that CT, buddy.
His head bounced off the mat. Yeah. I was like, somebody get in front of him. It's over.
So bad.
He's not going to come back from this point.
There were some epic KOs this weekend, dude.
Yeah, there were.
Yes.
He's a good UFC coach.
Yeah. Even interviewing the winner, oftentimes, he's just because he won doesn't mean he didn't just get completely annihilated.
Exactly.
For a while.
He punched drunk too, man. Mm. Shout out to the Fantex, Brontosaurus Rex.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, Brontos, if you were a dinosaur, you would be a Interruptosaurus Rex.
But I'm
good.
Ah, yeah.
That's good.
Interruptosaurus.
Interruptosaurus.
Is that an herbivore or an omnivore?
I'm sorry, Brontos. I'm just be tripping
no,
in
man,
here,
you're
man.
Good. You're good.
I don't get much time, so you know what? I got to do what I got.
Hey, can I vote for that joke? That's pretty strong. That's good.
And interrupt the source, Rex. But on. All right, let's see. I got one more. Should I let it? I'm going to let it ride. Now I'm going to let it ride.
Let it ride?
Let it ride to tomorrow.
All right, is it the one-time champ, Becky Hammon, always got her players back? Is it the Cubs' Hot Mike Bubble Guts, or is it Godfrey saying avoid the boxer interviews post-fight? It's fair. It's a fair suggestion.
I want to hear Brontos sing, I love you, you love me.
Oh, the Barney song, dude. That would be epic. Yes, please.
Oh, man. This is tough. I think I'm going to go with Godfrey there, though. I think that was pretty fantastic, Lucius. What say you?
Yes, Godfrey.
All right, 2-0, Wolchuk.
I'll go with the bubble gut situation.
Okay, 2-1, Brontos. It's on you.
Yeah, let's go with the boxers.
Okay, 3-1. Congratulations, Godfrey, the new G-Bag of the Day champion. Coming up next, Krusty's Dinosaur Corner.
Yes. Is your secondary any good? We'll talk about that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We will have NFL news of the day coming up on the other side, but Rangers Player Show, Nathaniel Lowe, coming up at 3:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Barney.
Thank you. What voice does Barney do? He's kind of a... He's kind of Eeyore-y.
It's a little deeper.
I love you.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's not very Elmo-y. It's more...
Elmo-y's kind of... Happy.
Yeah.
Wow.
My kids love that. Or at least my youngest.
The Tickle Me Elmos?
Yeah. Yeah,
love they used that. They used to, like... I remember, like, during the holiday season, you'd be out buying toys and stuff. There are people fist fighting for that thing.
Those were super popular.
The Elmo toys, like people
throwing down in the store.
My youngest is all about the Elmo that she's got.
I did love Elmo growing up, but I watched a lot of Barney, man. I think my first Halloween costume, I was Barney.
You got to put some respect on Barney's name, man. That is a DFW staple.
Absolutely.
Right there. Our very own.
Barney's a PBS. He's a local guy.
Local legend, hometown hero, yeah.
Barney and Wishbone.
Putting the city on his back.
Yeah. Okay, wait, the guy in the suit, or is it a gal or a guy in the suit?
Oh, I think it was a dude. Yeah. I don't want to assume any genders.
He was born and raised.
I know the creators were fresh out of Dallas. The ladies that created that situation, fresh out of Dallas.
I think it was filmed in Carrollton.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I did love that show too.
Charles would stand up.
Did he give good advice, or was he kind of just a pain in the ass?
It's really hard to remember. Yeah.
It was all about the songs.
Just the songs.
Yeah, it was great. It was all about sharing and being nice to your brother and sister and everything. Yeah. Listening to your parents.
It's good life lessons.
Eat healthy.
Eat healthy?
Oh yeah. Eat apples and bananas.
He wasn't the healthiest guy though, was he? Barney?
Why? Just because he had
Giving advice and you're like looking at him like, I don't know, Barney, you don't look like...
He's a big bone dinosaur. Yeah.
It's like your coach. You're not running enough.
We didn't get Barney.
Guy's yelling at you with a bullhorn. Yeah. You're not doing it right. And then you're like going...
He's like Wendy telling Luca to lose weight and be better.
Yeah. Yeah, but we never saw Barney in his physical prime either. We saw him when he was a little bit towards the end, a little bit wiser version of himself. He kind of let his body get away from him, but who doesn't at a particular age?
How old do you think... Okay. I told a story today because I was on a podcast this morning.
Of course you were.
And we were talking about mascots.
Uh-huh.
And the funniest thing I ever saw was Rowdy blocking a kick of Mitch Berger. Have you ever tell you this story?
No.
Wait, which Berger?
Mitch Berger. He was a punter kicker for the Saints. He was a punter, but a kickoff guy. And we were talking about funny things we've seen mascots do. And Berger kept running up like he was good. He was practicing his steps.
It's like in the pregame or something?
Yeah, he was practicing his steps. And Rowdy, my guy, he jumped across like in front.
Laid out.
Thinking, he was just going to practice his steps. Berger kicks it.
Doinks off Rowdy's dome.
Berger falls over.
Oh my gosh.
He's trying to like kind of rip his head off. Like Burger's laying on top of him.
Now we get a fight going on.
Yeah, Burger's like, ticked.
Ticked because like Rowdy like blocked the kick and like tumbles over, makes like he falls over Rowdy on the ground.
I had no idea about the athletic prowess of Rowdy. I mean, shout out to that guy.
You got to be somewhat of an athlete to be a mascot.
Yeah, I think there's levels to it.
You have to be.
Like if you're the Denver Nuggets mascot, you got to be legit.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? There's video of the Denver Nugget mascot coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah,
he passes out.
That's part of the bit.
No, he literally, like when he hit the ground, he fainted. Like the blood, he lost all the like blood in his body.
Okay, so he's not up for the task then. So that's why I just saw that there is a new job opening for the Denver Nuggets mascot.
Man.
That guy's getting paid like six figures a year. Yeah. You got to be a real talented individual. They have like a whole obstacle course.
Go on YouTube, Spurs Coyote.
You could go on YouTube, Denver Nugget. I don't know the guy's name.
Just pass out. Was it recent?
I think it was a while ago.
Okay.
But they're lowering him from the ceiling. From the roof, and he and his body goes limp.
Ta-da!
And he hits
the ground. Like he goes and hits the ground and completely just like crumples.
Oh man.
I can't wait to watch the altitude.
I don't know. The dude's like kind of trying to help him up.
It feels like this would have been prime around the rim content. I can't believe I let it slip through the cracks.
I tell you what, look it up. Denver Nugget mascot, and he passes out on the way down. I mean, you could see his body go lifeless, you know, as he's being lowered.
Did they go resuscitation? Did they a little mouth-to-mouth situation?
The video ended right there.
Oh, no. That's a cliffhanger. Yeah. What happened to that guy?
But they picked him up. I assume they had to...
I don't know how you'd really know.
Don't assume that this guy's alive.
Well, I assume he is.
He's back in...
Yeah, he's just dangling there like a Christmas ornament.
And then when he hits the ground, he like completely collapses.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
this is really bad.
Yeah.
I think he's out the whole time, too. They're like dangling him down from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's like, gosh.
It's like Sting.
Yeah.
It's the same Sting, bro.
His arms are just lifeless.
I told
Watching
you, man.
His legs just go jelly on him when they hit the ground and he just completely dumps over.
I need to tweet this out or something
like
that.
What happened to this guy?
He passed out like
you.
His
I got you, Brian.
Blood loss on the way down.
It looked like an Owen Hart, bro.
Yeah, it's like he's.
This is from 2013. Okay, so this is just over a decade ago, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
What a video of this.
Sad. Yeah, if we'll check in.
I got you. I'm tweeting it out now.
Yeah. Mascot.
Poor Rocky, man.
Is it Rocky? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I bet the parents were like...
Rocky Mountains.
Parents were trying to talk to the kids that night. No, he's okay. That's just part of the act.
He just went to the farm.
The parents the whole time. The kids, they can't buy him.
Is he okay? Mom, is he all right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Is there like a stretcher taking him off?
Rocky's in a better place.
I think the best thing about the video is like the Nugget dancers are just going.
Yeah, they're keeping it. They're keeping the party alive.
They're keeping the party alive.
Don't mind the dead coyote hanging from the rafters.
Gosh.
It's our sacrifice for the game tonight.
Yeah.
This is how all in we are as an organization.
They win by 20.
Tribal night.
Incredible, dude.
Yeah.
The lifeless body of a mascot coyote there. And you're right, Walchuk. I don't think there's a single second of him propelling down where he is awake and has his wits about him. This dude is limp from the jump. He must have been hyperventilating up there before. They're like, all right, here you go, Rocky. And they just shoved him off the rooftop there of the arena. That's incredible.
Yeah, wow. Mascot talk is, I love mascot.
I do love a good mascot.
No other team has had something like that hanging from their rafters.
I actually saw a list like top 10 Olympic mascots. Maybe we'll bust that out when we get closer to the Olympics.
He tried to microdose before the game. Went a little too far, bro.
That pregame got a little
Lucy,
away
did you
from
see him?
Him
like he's completely limp. I mean, he's just completely limp. I was laughing. I'm like, man, whatever.
I'm so glad you got this to our attention here, Broadus. This is an incredible video.
All right.
Drop like that Times Square ball.
We need to do like a sports CSI on this and figure out what happened
Three,
to this guy.
Two. Yeah. It's like he's our guy Cohen. We got our guy Cohen.
Oh, God.
What's the guy? Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
He's dropping Andy Cohen down. He's all like
Cohen with the 411.
All right, here we go. I promise you some football talk. We're getting close to being football full time here.
We are.
But anyway, my friends at Pro Football Focus put out their list of their top defensive backs. top positional group defensive backs by team. By team.
Okay.
By team.
By team.
By team. Dallas Cowboys at one time were number, they were in the top 10 in this. You think they still are?
They should be.
I mean, I guess
you're not going to find a better duo than Bland and Diggs, in my opinion.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, when they're both at their best, for sure. Yeah. Not knowing like what version of Diggs you're getting off an ACL, yeah. I think.
I mean, at some
fair,
point, I think he's going to get back to form. It's just how long will it take?
Yeah, but full secondary. I mean, how much love do you have for these safeties?
Yeah, I mean, the safety play I don't think was very good towards the end of last season at all.
And here even like Jordan Lewis is your nickel, I guess, to start here. I don't know. They might.
You felt good with
that.
Gilmore, Bland, and Diggs. You feel great.
There you go. Jets are number one.
JK. Right.
Wow. So the Jets have a top five offensive line and a top number one secondary.
Secondary, yeah.
And the D line, I think, was in the top five. Yep.
San Francisco's number two. You got Ward in that group.
Hufanga's coming off the injury.
Yep. Isaac Yiddum was added on that group too as a slot player.
That's a household name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills, number three.
I mean, they just lost Tre'Davious White.
Yep.
I guess they've got Elam, who they drafted.
Benford, Douglas, Johnson, but Jordan Pryor's gone.
Yeah, out of that like their safeties.
Yep. So D. Delaney and Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, Micah Hyde's gone too.
Yep. Number four, Baltimore Ravens.
I got Brandon Stevens playing his own.
Kyle Hamilton.
Nate Wiggins got added to.
Yes, our guy Nate Wiggins was a great pick.
Added to Buffalo. I mean, excuse me, to the Ravens.
It's a good player right there.
It's a good player.
Number five, your Miami Dolphins there, Chieftain.
Oh, I'll text my dad right now. He's
number five. Yeah. Number six, Cleveland.
He lives for these lists.
Cleveland Browns.
You're a Dolphins fan. You have nothing else to live for other than in the offseason knowing that your team is somewhat, you know, by the opinion of another, they're good in an area.
That's
a Super Bowl championship.
I was just sitting there thinking, the Cowboys have got to play the number two so far. They've got to play the number four.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to play the number six, Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Seattle is number seven on this list.
Yeah, Legion of Boom, man. I mean, one of the greatest secondaries to ever do it.
Number eight is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Number nine, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 10 is the New Orleans Saints. Still haven't heard from your Dallas Cowboys yet, have you?
No.
No, which is a little bit ridiculous when you've got the two interception leaders over the last 4 years.
Detroit Lions at number 11. That's a little low for the Lions, I think. The Lions got a good group.
Well, Terrion Arnold added now.
Yep. 12 is your Buccaneers, and 13 is your Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys falling out of the top 10 might surprise some, but as this writing, Stephon Gilmore is still a free agent, will be a big loss. Bland, Diggs will form a formidable duo, but they're a boom or bust as they come at the position. They give up a ton of separation and big plays for the payoff of interceptions. It ends up as a net positive for them. But the lowlights bring them down in grading and rankings. Dallas Cowboys number 13 out of that group.
All right. We'll have to hope
get better.
Kalen Carson can step up, be really good. And we'll see about these safeties. I do think that is a fair question. Let's do some NFL news of the day next. The real reason Rodgers ditched camp. Will there be a team in London? And did any Cowboys linemen make this list? That's next on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. We will have NFL news of the day coming up on the other side, but Rangers Player Show, Nathaniel Lowe, coming up at 3:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Barney.
Thank you. What voice does Barney do? He's kind of a...
He's kind of Eeyore-y.
Kind of, oh.
It's a little deeper.
I love you.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's not very Elmo-y. It's more...
Elmo-y's kind of...
Yeah.
Wow.
My kids love that. Or at least my youngest.
The Tickle Me Elmos.
Yeah. Yeah.
They used to, I remember, like, during the holiday season, you'd be out buying toys and stuff. There are people fist fighting for that thing.
Those were super popular.
Elmo toys.
Elmo. Yeah. Like, people, throwing down in the store.
My youngest is all about the Elmo that she's got.
I did love Elmo growing up, but I watched a lot of Barney, man. I think, my first Halloween costume, I was Barney.
You got to put some respect on Barney's name, man. That is a DFW staple.
Absolutely.
Right. Our very own
Barney's a PBS. He's a local guy.
Local legend, hometown hero, yeah. Hometown
Barney
hero.
And Wishbone.
Putting the city on his back.
Okay, wait, the guy in the suit? The guy in the suit or is it a gal or a guy in the suit?
Oh, I think it was a dude. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to assume any genders. It's
one of them might
be. But he was born and raised.
I know the creators were fresh out of Dallas. The ladies that created that situation, fresh out of Dallas.
I think it was filmed in Carrollton.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wonderful. I did love that show too.
Carrollton stand up.
Did he give good advice or was he kind of just a pain in the ass?
It's really hard to remember. Yeah.
It was all about the songs.
Yeah, it was great. It was all about sharing and being nice to your brother and sister and everything. Yeah. Listening to your parents.
Good life lessons.
Eat healthy.
Eat healthy?
Oh yeah. Eat apples and bananas.
He wasn't the healthiest guy though, was he? Barney?
Why? Just because he had
a big gun? Giving advice and you're like looking at him like, I don't know, Barney, you don't look like...
He's a big bone dinosaur. Yeah.
It's like your coach. You're not running enough. You know?
We didn't get Barney.
Guy's
like,
yelling at you with a bullhorn. Yeah. You're not doing it right. And then you're like going...
He's like Wendy telling Luca to lose weight and be better.
Yeah. Yeah, but we never saw Barney in his physical prime either. We saw him when he was a little bit towards the end, a little bit wiser version of himself. He kind of let his body get away from him, but he doesn't at a particular age.
How old do you think... Okay. I told a story today because I was on a podcast this morning.
Of course you were.
And we were talking about mascots.
Uh-huh.
And the funniest thing I ever saw was Rowdy blocking a kick of Mitch Berger. Have you ever told you this story?
No.
Wait, which Berger?
Mitch Berger. He was a punter kicker for the Saints. He was a punter, but a kickoff guy. And we were talking about funny things we've seen mascots do. And Rowdy was... Berger kept running up like he was good. He was practicing his steps.
It's like in the pregame or something?
Yeah, he was practicing his steps. And Rowdy, my guy, he jumped across like in front.
Laid out.
Thinking, you know, he was just going to practice his steps. Berger kicks it.
Doinks off Rowdy's dome.
Berger falls over.
Oh,
Rowdy.
My gosh.
He's trying to like kind of rip his head off. Like Berger's laying on top of him.
Now we get a fight going on.
Yeah, Berger's like, ticked.
Hell yeah, ticked because like Rowdy like blocked the kick and like tumbles over, makes like he falls over Rowdy on the ground.
I had no idea about the amazing athletic prowess of Rowdy. I mean, shout out to that guy.
You got to be somewhat of an athlete to be a mascot.
Yeah, I think there's levels to it.
You have to be.
Like if you're the Denver Nuggets mascot, you got to be legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute now. There's video of the Denver Nugget mascot coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
He passes out.
That's part of the bit.
No, he literally, like when he hit the ground, he fainted. Like the blood, he lost all the like blood in his body.
Okay, so he's not up for the task then. So that's why I just saw that there is a new job opening for the Denver Nuggets mascot.
Oh, man.
That guy's getting paid like six figures a year. Yeah. You got to be a real talented individual. They have like a whole
obstacle
course.
Go
that
on
old
YouTube,
Spurs coyote.
You could go on YouTube, Denver Nugget. I don't know the guy's
just
name.
Pass out? Was it recent?
I think it was a while ago.
Okay.
But they're lowering him from the ceiling, from the roof, and his body goes limp. And he hits the ground. Like he goes and hits the ground and completely just like crumples.
Oh man.
Like, I can't wait to watch this.
The altitude.
Man.
I don't know. The dude's like kind of trying to help him up.
It feels like this would have been prime around the rim content. I can't believe I let it slip through the cracks.
I tell you what, look it up. Denver Nugget mascot, and he passes out on the way down. I mean, you could see his body go lifeless. You know, as he's being lowered.
Did they go resuscitation? Did they, a little mouth-to-mouth situation?
The video ended right there.
Oh, no. That's a cliffhanger. Yeah. What happened to that guy?
But they picked him up. I assume they had to...
I don't know how you'd really know.
Don't
that
assume that this guy's alive.
Well, I assume
he is. This was back in...
he's just dangling there like a Christmas ornament.
And then when he hits the ground, he like completely collapses.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Yeah.
I think he's out the whole time, too. They're, like, dangling him down from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
It's like Sting.
Yeah.
It's just like Sting, bro.
His arms are just lifeless.
I told
Watching
you, man.
His legs just go jelly on him when they hit the ground and he just completely dumps over.
I need to tweet this out or something
what
like that.
What happened to this guy?
He passed out like
you.
His...
I got you, Brian.
...blood loss on the way down.
It looked like an Owen Hart, bro.
Yeah, it's like he's...
This is from 2013. Okay, so this is just over a decade ago, man. Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah.
What a video
That's
of
very
this.
Sad.
Yeah, if we'll check in.
I swear. I got you. I'm tweeting it out now.
Yeah. Mask guy.
Poor Rocky, man.
Is it? Oh, it is Rocky. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I bet the parents were like
Rocky Mountains.
Parents were trying to talk to the kids that night. No, he's okay. He's just okay. The act.
He just went to the farm.
The parents the whole time. The kids, they can't buy him.
Is he okay? Mom, is he all right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Is there like Rocky's a stretcher taking him off?
Rocky's in a better place.
I think the best thing about the video is like the Nugget dancers are just going.
Yeah, they're keeping it.
They're keeping the party alive. They're keeping the party alive.
Don't mind the dead coyote hanging from the rafters.
It's our sacrifice for the game tonight.
Yeah.
This is how all in we are as an organization.
They win by 20.
Tribal
incredible
night.
Incredible, dude. Yeah. The lifeless body of a mascot coyote there. And you're right, Walchuk. I don't think there's a single second of him propelling down where he is awake and has his wits about him. This dude is limp from the jump. He must have been hyperventilating up there before. Yeah. They're like, all right, here you go, Rocky. And they just shoved him off the rooftop there of the arena. That's incredible.
Yeah, wow. Mascot talk is, I love mascot.
I do love a good mascot.
No other team has had something like that hanging from their rafters.
I actually saw a list like top 10 Olympic mascots. Maybe we'll bust that out when we get closer to the Olympics.
He tried a microdose before the game. And went a little too far,
that
bro.
Pre-game got a little
Luce,
away
did you
from
see him?
Him
like he's completely limp. He's just completely limp. I was laughing. I'm like, man, whatever.
I'm so glad you got this to our attention here, Broadus. This is an incredible video.
All right.
Drop like that Times Square ball.
We need to do like a sports CSI on this and figure out what happened
to
this guy.
Two. Yeah. It's like he's our guy Cohen. We got our guy Cohen. Oh, what's the guy? Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And he's dropping Andy Cohen out. He's all like
Cohen with the 411.
All right, here we go. I promise you some football talk. We're getting close to being football full time here.
We are.
But anyway, my friends at Pro Football Focus put out their list of their top defensive backs, top positional group defensive backs by team. Dallas Cowboys at one time were in the top 10 in this. You think they still are?
They should be.
I mean, I guess
you're not going to find a better duo than Bland and Diggs, in my opinion.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, you're when they're both at their best, for sure. Yeah. Not knowing like what version of Diggs you're getting off an ACL,
I think he's going to get back to form. It's just how long will it take?
Yeah, but full secondary, I mean, how much love do you have for these safeties?
Yeah, I mean, the safety play I don't think was very good towards the end of last season at all.
And here even like Jordan Lewis is your nickel, I guess, to start here. I don't know. You felt good with
Gilmore, Bland, and Diggs. Feel great.
There you go. Jets are number one.
JK. Right.
Wow. So the Jets have a top five offensive line and a top number one secondary.
Secondary, yeah.
And the D-line, I think, was in the top five. Yep.
San Francisco's number two. You got Ward in that group.
Hufunga's coming off the injury.
Yep. Isaac Yiddum was added on that group, too, as a slot player.
That's a household name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills, number three.
I mean, they just lost Tre'Davious White.
Yep.
I guess they've got Elam, who they drafted.
Benford, Douglas, Johnson, but Jordan Pryor's gone.
Yeah.
Their
safeties.
Yep. So D. Delaney and Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, Micah Hyde's gone too.
Yep. Number four, Baltimore Ravens.
I got Brandon Stevens playing his own.
Kyle Hamilton.
Nate Wiggins. Got added to
Wiggins was a great pick.
Added to Buffalo. I mean, excuse me, to the Ravens.
It's a good player right there.
It's a good player.
Number five, your Miami Dolphins, their chieftain.
Oh, I'll text my dad right now. He's number five.
Number six, Cleveland.
He lives for these lists.
Cleveland Browns.
You're a Dolphins fan. You have nothing else to live for other than in the offseason knowing that your team is somewhat, you know, by the opinion of another, they're good in an area.
That's
a Super Bowl championship.
I was just sitting there thinking, the Cowboys have got to play the number two so far. They've got to play the number four.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to play the number six, Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Seattle is number seven on this list.
Yeah, Legion of Boom, man. I mean, one of the greatest secondaries to ever do it.
Number eight is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Number nine, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 10 is the New Orleans Saints. Still haven't heard from your Dallas Cowboys yet, have you?
No.
No, which is a little bit ridiculous when you've got the two interception leaders over the last 4 years.
Detroit Lions at number 11, that's a little low for the Lions, I think. The Lions got a good group.
Well, Terrion Arnold added now.
Yep. 12 is your Buccaneers, and 13 is your Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys falling out of the top 10 might surprise some, but as this writing, Stephon Gilmore is still a free agent, will be a big loss. Bland, Diggs will form a formidable duo, but they're a boom or bust as they come at the position. They give up a ton of separation and big plays for the payoff of interceptions. It ends up as a net positive for them, but the lowlights bring them down in grading and rankings. Dallas Cowboys number 13 out of that group.
All right. We'll have to hope
get better.
Kalen Carson can step up, be really good. And we'll see about these safeties. I do think that is a fair question. Let's do some NFL news of the day next. The real reason Rodgers ditched camp. Will there be a team in London? And did any Cowboys linemen make this list? That's next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.